Welcome to the Igniting Souls podcast with Carrie Oberbrunner. Carrie believes if you want to experience clarity in business and in life, then discovering who you are, why you're here, and where you're going is a must. The Igniting Souls podcast is dedicated to help you do just this. And now, here's Carrie.
Hey everybody, it's Carrie Oberbrunner. Great to be with you today. I have absolutely loved doing these live interviews with our conference speakers. We're going to do a 15-minute segment with Nick Francis of Skysprout. Welcome, Nick. How you doing?
Great. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, man. I'll tell you what. It's always good when you hear about someone before you actually meet them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
I heard about you. You created quite a stir online, and we're going to talk about that. But is that kind of like your marketing strategy to create a stir before people even meet you? Or tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I guess it's not really like the strategy, but it's there's something to be said for us going when we're ready to like market something, we go like really, really aggressive with it. We need to practice what we preach with a lot of this stuff. Being if we were something else that wasn't a marketing conference, I might turn it back a little bit. But for this, it's like we have to teach marketing. And I think it's fun because there's so much to learn from actually just watching what we're doing leading up to the conference. There's tons of stuff for people to learn. Watching the process of that. So
very smart. You practice what you preach.
Yep.
Well, listen, we're joined by some really cool people already. In fact, Tom is a friend of Lewis Howes, and Tom actually is quite a serial entrepreneur. So welcome, Tom. Go ahead, post where you guys are from. I know Tom's from Columbus. We have Leah from Texas, I believe. Leah's an author, a speaker. We have Laura, who runs a nonprofit. So listen, everybody, we're going to give some incredible value today. I'm going to ask Nick to share a little bit about his story. But digital marketing is the way of the future. I tell people all the time, if you are not digital, doing digital marketing, well, I'll ask you, Nick, what happens if someone has something to say or sell, but they're not doing digital marketing?
Well, it's been used. I mean, I always think of it as a very black and white thing that you need to be doing something on the internet, but then at the same breath, there's people that are doing nothing and they're succeeding right now. And doing fine. I think that's a really dangerous trap to get into of not trying to stay one step ahead. So everything works. I'm a firm believer that we had very successful billboard campaigns, awesome radio campaigns. Everything works to some varying degree. But as people's behavior change and as their like how they consume advertising changes, you need to be one step ahead. So if you're not doing mistake, that's not to say it's some big dramatic thing that if you're like non-existent, you can totally have a very, very successful business. There's tons of CEOs that of giant corporations that nobody knows their name and they have run very successful brands. So even on the personal branding front, none of this is, I would say, 100% necessary. But if you want to take it to a new level, this is the easiest way it's the easiest place to put time and energy when you don't have tons of money. Billboards just cost money. Radio just costs money. There's so many opportunities with digital advertising that just take your time, get off work, go home, and then grind out making content, shooting some videos. That's why it's so impactful, is because the one-man shop businesses or the startups, they don't have tons of money. So that's where I really think the power is. I think it enables you to kind of survive and get bigger and grow when you've got not a ton of ad dollars at disposal and you need to just grind it out.
I love that. So folks, already you're listening. I like what Nick's saying for a couple of reasons. Number one, he's not overly hype saying like, oh my gosh, you know, he's saying there's plenty of companies out there that aren't using digital marketing and are successful, but to take it to the next level and especially the solopreneur. How many of you, Pam, Leah, Renee, Laura, Tom, others that are watching and sharing this and will watch in the future. How many of you are doing digital marketing? It was a big deal, Nick. I've done it for over a year now, but a daily show. And listen, trust me, many times I said, should I just kill that thing? Because it's work. But you know that if you're not putting out content, like nobody can find you, right?
Yeah. Yeah, the consistent content, I think, is something that people get very confused on. So just putting out content every day, there's lots of people who have done that, and they just put out stuff for the sake of putting it out and have not a whole lot of thought behind it. Mm-hmm. Or it doesn't tie back to anything, and they do it for a month and like, well, it didn't help my business. Well, you know, make sure that you're tying back to something that you know, some end goal or something that's actually has a purpose behind the content.
Love that.
And making sure that it's formatted properly is literally the most important thing you can possibly do. Going live versus having a video with captions and a headline above it is like night and day on how it gets consumed on the platforms. So I would say consistent is super, super important. But make sure that you're not just posting for the sake of posting, and make sure that it's formatted properly. I would say that you could post half as much, but spend that time formatting that video and have exponentially better results with it if it's just better formatted.
Yeah, I love the honesty from people. Tom's saying 100%. Pam says, yep, that's me. I'm not tying back. So Pam's saying that she's someone who could learn.
Say a posting and...
Oh, you still with me?
Yep.
Okay, cool. So what do you mean when you say tie back clearly? Like, give Pam an example. Like, what, you shoot a video and then you say something at the end?
It doesn't have to be that direct, but I think everybody, there's a happy medium between going live and selling something or producing content that sells something directly, and then something that's completely unrelated and you're just going live and, hey, I'm going to work and I'm driving and just want to say hi and you're live. And it's like, what was the point of that video?
Yeah.
It's not bad at all if you've got the time to do it, but understand that if you're just brand awareness of yourself and you're just saying like, I'm Nick and I'm driving to work and I'm Nick and I'm here in the office, like he's going to be like, what does he do? Like, can I hire him? Can I go to his, like what? So making sure that a simple example is, instead of me documenting my trip to work every day, I could spend 5 minutes and document us making something for the conference. We're building a lot of cool things. And I could say, and this is something that we're building for the conference. And now that's a light. Nick runs a conference. That's all they really need. Like, you don't need to shove it down their throats. Right now I am, because we're in like the last 3 weeks. So
let's talk about that. Let's jump right into that.
Okay.
So, and that's one of the reasons that got me excited about you, because there was this mysterious marketing conference that was going to happen in Columbus, and you know, it was done very well, but you purposely didn't give out all the details. It was kind of like people are waiting for, we don't even know who the speakers are. And you probably got some Facebook comments that I read that were haters and all this stuff, because they're like, well, who's the speaker? Why did you leak it out the way you did? Tell us the URL. What's your vision for SkySprout Summit?
So the really the core was, we wanted to announce the conference and say that it was happening, and then gather interest from some local speakers to see who would be interested in speaking at it. And it's a lot, in my opinion, it was a lot better to go live with the conference website, teaser video, and I wanted the speakers to be excited about wanting to be a part of this and not just, hey, there's a conference. We're going to launch a website. Do you want to, like, then it's a burden for them. Like, sure, I'll do your little conference. Thank you. But with the way we did it, it got the speakers as excited, hopefully, as we were. So they had something to look at. Spend $400 and just three people on the website. And it was just, we wanted to then do a second announce, which was, and here's all the speakers. And then the other side of that was, we didn't expect some of this to happen. So like, we knew we were going to announce all the speakers at a later date, but we never expected this to go the way that it was. The intention was never, let's run a conference and let's, you know, spend hundreds of thousands of dollars on speakers and make this thing giant. It was, let's throw a conference, let's get local speakers, let's keep it small. And at some point along the way, it just snowballed into, you know, being in the right place at the right time with some of the speaker deals. And it was never, ever intended to be this large year one at all. And so a lot of this wasn't like we were holding back info. It was literally like we launched it and then tons of people were interested in speaking. And then some of the bigger speakers came out. I'm like, wow, I did not expect that to happen and the stars to align like that. So
yeah, I mean, you got big speakers. You got Gary Vee, you got Damon John, you got Amy Ladino, you've got the Harmon brother dude.
Braxton Miller's doing a talk. We've got some people who, like Gary's entire main three guys, like his team, leads. I think it's going to be one of the most interesting seminars that we give during it is, you know, Gary's going to rah-rah and have his awesome fireside chat information, but everybody's heard a lot of that. And to actually hear from the people that produce the content and manage that team of 30-something people producing all that content, I think is going to help people understand how much work really goes into it.
Yeah.
Like, I think a lot of people say that guy just puts out content all day. And I don't think they realize that it's literally a team of 34 people. It's the largest team managing a personal brand out there. It's a million plus in payroll of just producing content for him. It's a crazy, crazy thought. And so understanding how that gets done is going to be really, really valuable.
Yeah, who would have thought of that 10 years ago? That someone would be able to create a brand around an individual and have it be not just reality TV, but actual valuable content. So that's your own conference. Let's in our last few minutes, let's dive into your story because I wanted you to be a speaker at the Igniting Souls conference. And the reason why is because I never pick speakers who are friends or who are like hypey. I always say, what skill does our tribe need? And then I go out and try to find the best person to meet that skill. And so I believe that you are, you know, one of the best people out there for digital marketing. And give us your quick story and then give them a few hints on what you're going to talk about at the Igniting Souls conference.
Yeah. So the quick version of my story is essentially that I started a haunted house business when I was 16 years old, sometime around there. And my business partner and I had no money. So in order to advertise, kind of like how I started with, it's like when you have no money, like digital is an easy thing to hack into. It's not necessarily simple to learn, but it is something that you can muscle through and spend time on. It's normally a period of time when in our business where we had tons of time, but no money. So we started to learn SEO. We learned some website design, got familiar with all of these things like, we just had to learn it. We didn't have a choice. It was we either grew it organically and just put in the work ourselves, or the event was going to stay at the attendance that it was. We just had no money. It was very simple. And so it forced us to learn all those tactics, got really, really good at them, and ended up growing the business from 3,000 people in our first year in business to over 30, I don't know, who knows what it was last year, but it was definitely like over 30,000 in 18 days of operation in our final year. And so
how old were you, did you say?
When we started, I was 16. And in our final year, I think I was 21, I think.
So folks, you got to catch this. I mean, from the age of 16, he knew marketing. And I mean, that's what I love. This isn't theory. You didn't go to like marketing school and that's why you have credibility. You're someone who did it. And how you told us how big it got with attendance, but like, tell us some of the national awareness that created.
So we were featured in a couple different national news outlets. I don't remember exactly where it all was, but it got tons of national press, a bunch of different awards for the top haunted houses in the country. We were probably one of the top three in the state. So it grew really, really fast, and we had an amazing team that did a lot of the production side and the actual putting it all together and building it. But really the speed at which it grew, we want to kind of attribute a lot of it to the marketing that was done, and we attribute the fact that they came back to us having a good event. But the digital advertising
got
out of the door. So, yeah,
love it.
Got to really practice what I preach with that, and I think that's what sets our agency and myself apart. Is business owners like to come in and tell us, but we're a small business, you don't understand what it's like. And I'm like, but we do, because we started with no money. And so there's definitely ways. So it was having that experience of actually owning a small business really, really gives us an advantage as an agency.
I love it. So in our last 2 minutes here, Nick, let's just go right at it. I mean, people can obviously find out more about you at skysprout.com,
mm-hmm.
but you're also coming to the Igniting Souls Conference in October. You have your own event. Folks, if you're local, you got to go to it, skysproutsummit.com. But in October, we're bringing people from all over the world for our conference. I think this is the 9th year. What are people going to learn from you at the Igniting Souls Conference? What do you hope that they achieve as a takeaway?
Well, I think they achieve a lot of tactics that they can do with, they learn and have a better appreciation for digital advertising, and they learn tactics that they can do without spending money on ads, and then they understand and have a better appreciation for spending money on ads and actually either don't run ads or run them the right way properly and invest the proper amount of money. I want people to stop dipping their toe in the water with ads and spending $100 or $50 and then judging whether or not it worked for them. So I'm going to help people say, if you have no money or if you're very low on budget, here's what you should be doing. And then here's where I would recommend starting to buy ads. This awkward middle ground that people are in right now, lots of them of, well, I boosted a post for $100, but it didn't do anything for my business, is an absurd concept. And we need to treat Facebook and Instagram, even though that the advertising prices are low, we need to treat them with the same respect as we would a radio campaign or a billboard, that you would not just buy one billboard and then judge the billboard's work. You would buy 5 radio spots and judge whether it works.
Interesting. So you wouldn't buy a billboard, put it up for a day and take it down and say how many people visited our store.
Yep.
Which is what most people are doing. That's a great metaphor. Well, listen, April said it best. Ads, I need this. Laura says, that's me dipping my toe in and being disappointed. Folks, this is why the Igniting Souls Conference, we literally create the speakers, the schedule, so that the event pays for itself for you. Meaning the amount that you invest for a ticket, you will literally be able to, on Monday, apply what Nick shares on Sunday, you know, and then be able to see results. So Nick, I am absolutely excited. You got people being, you know, it's like the confession booth. People are saying guilty, but I hear progress and I hear a teachability. So Nick, thanks so much for being willing to come, and I can't wait to, you know, speak at your event, and I'm thrilled with all you're doing with the Sky Sprout Summit as well.
Yeah. Thank you. I'm super excited. The community that you've built around this conference is already like blowing my mind. Like you mentioned me just once briefly a couple like weeks ago when you announced all the speakers, and my inbox blew up, and it was super wild. So it's really cool. I'm really excited to meet everybody.
Well, that's a tribute to the Igniting Souls tribe. We are smaller than many tribes out there, but we are mighty, and people are so engaged. I've never met more engaged people. So folks, we'll see you there October 20s, around there. Let me get the exact date, but go to IgnitingSoulsConference.com. We start on the 25th. And we hope to see you there. Go visit Nick. Go say hi. Go follow him on all the social media channels. And Nick, give us your personal website as well.
Follownick.com.
Follownick.com. Super smart. All right, folks, we'll see you later. Have a great day.
Thanks so much for listening to the Igniting Souls podcast. As a subscriber, we challenge you to be more than just a passive listener. Show up, build up, and become a member of the tribe. Visit us on the web at carrieoberbrenner.com. Remember, the most powerful weapon on earth is the human soul on fire.